This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And we have no Dr. Young either. Oh, we do? Okay. Well, now we do have Dr. Young. Well, gosh. I was beginning to, I just about resigned myself to that one. Joining us now from, I believe he works somewhere in New York State. He is Dr. Robert Young, MD. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How have you been?
It's been a while. The last time I saw a doctor, I think I saw you at SHOT Show, didn't I?
No, NRA and or,
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. You are right about that one. So, the thing I like to deal with DRGO for is because DRGO is a bunch of physicians and medical types and, you know, psychologists, psychiatrists, pediatric surgeons and all this other stuff. And they are, you guys are fighting the whole little medical prejudice that seems to be against guns, aren't you?
That's right. The whole big medical prejudice, in fact.
Now, let's talk a little bit, if we can, because recently I saw this article, and I don't know if you saw this or not. Researchers tackle gun violence despite lack of federal funding, like John Lott, Gary Kleck,
right?
All these guys. None of these guys existed. CDC has done two gun studies, one that just got revealed that was like a shadow of the Gary Kleck one back in the 90s, and then the 2013 one that was part of the Obama executive actions against gun violence came out with the exact same thing.
Right.
So CDC has done it too. Now, CDC, explain the Dickey Amendment if you can. I've tried to. If you will explain it, I would appreciate that.
I would be happy to try, Bill. Excuse me. In 1995, I believe, our founder, Dr. Timothy Wheeler, and several other people, such as Manuel Faria, MD, and not Gary Kleck, but Gertz, and a couple of other people who were prominent on our side of the issue went to testify to a subcommittee of the House Appropriations Committee, having discovered that the CDC was frankly and explicitly passing out propaganda against gun ownership. This occurred in pamphlets as well as statements made in public by CDC powers that be. So the result of this in the appropriations bill for 1996 was the Dickey Amendment that all of our distinguished competition claim has shut down real gun research ever since. That is beyond nonsense. It's just a lie. The Dickey Amendment simply forbade the CDC and in later years the NIH from conducting studies with a bias toward restricting firearms, and in particular, studies that propagandize or doing propaganda on its own against gun ownership. That's it. There was never any prohibition of research on guns, violence, gun violence, people who who shoot guns, guns who shoot themselves, guns that jump up out of the broom closet and attack people. Any of that can be studied, you know. But this has been these have been fighting words for us ever since, because the folks like Garen Wintemute, I guess you mentioned,
yes,
have been spending their lives trying to pry money out of the government, in my opinion, primarily to support their academic careers, which get built on the idea that guns are bad and we can prove it. Let's get some money and do some more studies and see what we come up with.
Now,
that's more than just the Dickey Amendment bill.
Well, but I appreciate the entire setup, though. I appreciate that.
For sure.
Now, basically what you're saying is that the Dickey Amendment said, you guys can do research, but you can't be advocates. That's what they said to the CDC. There have there have been plenty of gun studies done.
Sure.
Occasionally. I mean, Gary Kleck, would anybody actually accuse him of being Captain Conservative?
Oh, no. He was a liberal. He's still pretty liberal in a lot of ways.
I mean, he's
a flaming liberal to start with.
But is he just an honest man who just crunches numbers and just said, okay, this is what I found.
And then
there's John Lott, who is, I think this is a guy who really, you know, his idea of a hot time is a T-square, a Texas Instrument calculator, and a whole wall of math problems to go through. He just loves crunching the data.
It must be. To come back to the, for just a moment, to the notion about how gun-related studies were just crushed out of existence. The truth is that there are more than ever. The last 10 years have seen a dramatic increase compared to the 1990s. If you listen very closely, you'll find that when they're talking about how they've decreased, they have only decreased as a proportion of all medically related studies.
Right.
Now, if you think about that for half a second, it makes great sense because medicine is a rapidly expanding field. There are areas of medicine that we use now, like genetic analysis, that didn't even exist 5 years ago. Now, since 1996, that you can multiply that example by dozens, scores of areas in which research has borne fruit and is expanding. So just that there are a lower percentage of gun studies amongst all of medical literature is an absurd number to follow. In absolute terms, there are more, and nobody should be complaining. So to get to John Lott, though, John Lott is, what I think, one of the most admirable academics extant right now. He's in his 60s. I'm getting a little worried about what's going to happen afterwards. But he is a man who, despite a lot of virulent ad hominem attacks, simply keeps plugging away.
Sure.
And you're absolutely right about the way he does it. He runs the numbers. He's a terrific statistician, something I can't do, even though I know how to read research. And when he comes up with a finding, he publishes it. Now, he immediately gets attacked by a number of the usual suspects on the anti-gun side, usually some ad hominem stuff, but they also will criticize his latest study. John then goes back, and he takes that criticism, and he reanalyzes things. He incorporates the ideas into his reanalysis to see if they add up to anything. If they do, if they don't, he publishes his revised findings. At that point, they stick with publicizing their original criticism as if that was Westward.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on a break, and I want to finish this in its entirety because I got a question about Dr. Lott and the way he does things. Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, drgo.us. There you will find something called 2ADOC, which is their list they put together of Second Amendment-friendly doctors for you to go see. I like that. I like the direction they're going in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership is Dr. Robert Young. Dr. Young, I was going to ask you before the break with Dr. with John Lott. Has anybody ever proven his method of putting his stats together and his conclusions, the methodology he uses? Doesn't everybody typically just agree with everything, the method he uses to get to his points?
Well, I wouldn't speak for everybody, but I certainly see it as incredibly see his work as incredibly careful and very, very valid results. People do pick at his methodology, but that's the kind of thing he's very, very capable of answering. The most interesting thing is that there is nobody on the anti-gun left who is willing to be on a TV show right along with him, because they are simply afraid, because he has a world of statistics on his subject at his mental fingertips, and there is just nobody who can stand up to that. So they just say they really don't want to give him the attention. So you'll have to have them on separately.
Yeah. Right, right.
I think it's a good sign. I think we might talk about Gary Kleck's recent discovery at CDC. And
I have talked about that, please.
TuraDoc.com, because that's a very important project we have, Bill.
Well, you know, I like DRGO. I do a lot of stuff. I like to. Dr. John was not able to make it to the NRA meetup, so you know, Rob Morris and I couldn't get in any trouble because he's like the troublemaker of the three of us. So you know, but I do like DRGO. I like what you guys do. I like the cane you raise. So let's talk about this recent revelation. This was not something the CDC got out there and said, "Oh, by the way, we just rediscovered this in our outbox, and it just never made it out." Tell me how this happened.
Okay. This really speaks to the single greatest criticism I have of the whole history of supposed public health discussions about, quote, gun violence. Where when you are discussing the reasons for making public policy changes, you always consider risks versus benefits. And I never hear anything about benefits of gun ownership from the people who are supposedly the public health experts. Now, you can argue whether there is or not, but you can't not talk about it. And they don't. That's what got me first into this whole arena. Gary Kleck did a classic study in the early 1990s that, by his survey techniques, suggested that anywhere from 2.1 to 2.4 million or so Americans every year may use their guns to prevent personal injury, death of themselves, family, or others, or other property crimes of some sort. And a sixth of those people say that it was probably life-saving. Now, any way you parse that, you get a likelihood of many, many more lives saved, injuries avoided, let alone crimes prevented, than are documented as what they talk about as gun violence. Now, those numbers have been criticized in a variety of ways, but since then, other people have looked at the figures, including the National Academy of Sciences, which I think was what Obama was asking about in 2012, have come to the conclusion that there are at least many hundreds of thousands, if not as many as 3 million of these defensive gun uses each year. Now, the rest of the story is this. Gary published this in February, I think. But late last year, he was just sorting through CDC questionnaires just to see what he could turn out, because he's interested in a whole lot of subjects. And it's a really rich resource for studying Americans' opinions on stuff they ask about. It was fascinating. Gary's original study was published in 1995. He studied the year 1992, I believe. He discovered that in the CDC's annual national surveys of 1996, 97, and 98, that they asked very much the same question. And they and he found the data that they came up with in response. And that data showed that the CDC had to have found out that somewhere between 2 and 2.5 million people a year report these defensive gun uses. Now, it's fascinating from two points of view. Why was the CDC at that time, still staffed with the anti-gun personnel, so interested during the next 3 years in replicating Gary Kleck's surveys? And even more interesting is, why were the results never published? By any standard, as a government agency responsible to all of us taxpayers who are funding their work, they absolutely should have. But it disappeared, and it probably means that the CDC was hoping for some contrary results. The same people were still there who we'd been criticizing in 1995 and 96. And they found out that Gary was right, and they weren't about to tell anybody that. To me, this is a real bombshell, and it really, really puts them in their place, and it really says that the benefits of gun ownership, clearly, nationwide, even as a matter of public health, strongly outweigh the existing damage that happens, damage that's horrible, and that we are all working to reduce.
Right.
But even then, the benefits to life, health, and welfare are vastly higher. Period.
We're coming up on the next break. Now, I know you don't have a whole lot of time tonight, but I never got to around to Wintermute and Hemingway because we started talking about Lott and all these guys. If you have the time, I've got the time. If you don't, well, we'll do it another time.
But if you want, I've got a little bit more time, Bill. It's up to you now.
You got 8 minutes? Well, you got 13 minutes altogether?
Yeah, I can do that.
Ha, 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 ha. DRGO.us, DRGO.us, there you can find everybody that writes there, Tim Wheeler, John Adine, Dr. Young here. All of them are MDs. All of them are going after the people that are coming after you. All of this public health nonsense and everything, they go after the people that are coming after you. Check them out, DRGO.us. We'll be right back. My guest is Dr. Robert Young. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Dr. Robert Young, MD of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. In this amount of time, I want to cover these two pilgrims, Doctor. So if it seems like I'm going hard and fast, well, that's just because I want to give you enough time to lay it out for us. Now, David Hemingway. He is the director of the Harvard Injury Control Research Center. What is his claim to fame? What are his qualifications to be any sort of researcher? Is he an MD? What is he?
Good question. No, he's not an MD. I'd have to look up what his degrees are. Did you already do that, Phil?
No, I did not. I just wanted to find out. Yeah. Well, isn't he one of the ones that poses this as a public health issue?
Oh, yeah. Well, anybody on that side claims that because that's what they think gives them the standing to press against their right to keep and bear the things that they hate. Karen Wintemute was just interviewed on MedPage today.
Right.
Something we're trying to address. And
tell me about Mr. Wintemute. What is he?
Well, he made an interesting comment. He quoted somebody else, but it was his policy. Here is David Hemingway has a PhD in economics from Harvard. John Lott's a PhD economist too.
Okay.
Worked at the University of Chicago.
Right.
But Wintemute said that well, it must be a public health issue because a lot of people are dying, right? By that stretch of the imagination, life is a public health issue. So that's a perfect example. Oh, and the other thing is, what we have to look at most is the prevalence of guns in our society. So right there, he's saying that it matters because people die, and the problem, I've already defined the problem. The problem is how many guns we have.
Right.
Well, it turns out that how many guns we have protects more people from dying than they are used to cause them to die. That was our discussion about Gary Kleck. So they are simply biased from the get-go, and there's no way around it. And their research, frankly, the quality of their research wouldn't stand up to any objective reviewer for our medical journals that publish them. If they were doing more basic science, they'd never get published because so many of their conclusions are based on things like, oh, the case study method, which in which you choose your standards, your controls yourself. You make them up. You decide what fits the study population, and you choose something that fits it, and then you change characteristics to make it fit more. In other words, it's not a natural study. It's one where you construct the opposite, the population against which you're going to test your test population. And how you construct that completely determines how your results are going to come out. That's only one example, but there are lots of ways that these studies don't add up.
Would it be fair to say that most of these anti-gun studies that we keep, are these bought? They refer to some of this stuff as, they refer to stuff that Lott and Kleck has put out and published as anecdotal stories.
Right. Yeah, right. Lott and, well, of course, Kleck is at one of the University of Florida campuses. So he's an academic and he's paid by his university primarily. I don't know if and where he might get grants. John Lott, again, is unique. He has refused to take money from any organization.
Right.
That very much includes things like NRA and NSSF. He exists, supports his family and his research only on donations. That's one of the reasons I find him so admirable. And people really should visit his website, crimeprevention.org, I believe.
I'll get it and put it in the show notes when
with every visit, he gives you a chance to donate. That is vital to the future of his organization and therefore to the future of our objective findings about the value of guns.
In the remaining time we've got, I don't mean to cut you off, but now we got about four minutes.
Oh, okay.
But I want to ask you, now you are in mental health. I can't remember. Aren't you a psychiatrist?
I'm a psychiatrist.
Right. Okay. What are your thoughts on these gun confiscation orders, gun violence restraining orders, and all these things where, they're now using a determination based where somebody can say, family member, cop, teacher perhaps, I don't know, that he seems violent and he may be predisposed to violence, so they're going to go take guns, and then in a couple of weeks you can go see a judge and see if it's going to be permanent. Doesn't that require a professional sort of adjudication, a finding, a study on this, on each individual to find out whether they're, I don't know, predisposed to violence?
There's so many things wrong with this bill. The GOA has the best attitude about it, which is just to oppose them in general. There certainly is an important place to try to get guns away from someone who might be imminently dangerous. And in reality, you know, you can't get a really good expert evaluation on that. I would remind all of our listeners that unfortunately, even we as psychiatrists get it right about half the time or for the next 24 hours in terms of someone's propensity to act violent.
Right.
As you may suspect, that's about as good as random. So, but there certainly are times somebody's suicidal or someone has said, I'm going to be the next school shooter, that you should. The problem is twofold. These can be abused, just like restraining orders are abused. If somebody doesn't like you and wants to mess with your life, you can do it. Those false reports are rarely punished to the full extent of the law.
Right.
The second problem is pervasive. There is no real due process for this. And when you're talking about not just saying, well, stay away from this person, but depriving someone of an enumerated constitutional right, like their right to keep and bear arms, there must be due process. These do not require the presence of the subject at the initial hearing. They
right.
do not provide for any kind of public defender. If you can't afford a lawyer, you have to come back to the hearing in 2 weeks or a month or whatever the state says, having hired your own lawyer. And then, of course, it can be a long process to get things back under many, many circumstances. So this is bad law that purports to protect people and probably is going to be abused a lot.
I would imagine so. I haven't seen what happens if, like, you know, Connecticut was first. I think California came in second. I was calling it the Minority Report law when everybody was talking about California's. But I just wonder what happens if you move to Arizona from California. Does that follow you when you go to Arizona? How does it follow you? But, you know.
Good question. We'll see. Good question, yeah.
Yeah. So I want to thank you. I'm about to run out of time, and before I do,
okay.
I want to make sure that I thank you for coming on at such short notice. I promise next time I will coordinate this better a few days out and everything and get you all the time
sure.
I want you for. DRGO.us.
Need more.
Yes, sir.
And,
DRGO.
And Bill, I'm going to have to leave, but can you mention 2A.com for us?
Absolutely.
It's a real helpful thing to people who are looking for health providers who are not anti-gun at all.
Well, you just did it, and I'll make sure that they find a way to it. So thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Anytime.
Right.
I enjoy.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Tomorrow night, we're going to have the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. That's tomorrow. Coming from the desk of Mr. Zimmerman, we hear about this. Now, last month, Manhattan Assemblywoman Linda Rosenthal, she decided she wanted to put an end to high school rifle, trap, and archery clubs in New York State. Now, if you look at the state of New York and you look where New York City is, it's at the bottom of the state, and then everything else is referred to as upstate New York, which is about 9/10 of the state. These programs that she seeks to end include boys and girls and disabled students. And programs, they exist far outside of her West Side Assembly District. Now, according to the Buffalo News' Rod Watson, he writes, "It is anti-gun zealots like this who make life so easy for the NRA. Every time you're tempted to think the NRA is crying wolf to gin up support when it suggests they want to take away everyone's guns, along comes more proof that the organization may be right." Now, ordinarily, this measure from Democratic Assemblywoman Linda Rosenthal might be considered a classic one-house bill, doomed to go no further, but with the very real possibility of Democrats also taking over the state Senate, depending on the whims of one mercurial senator, and Governor Andrew Cuomo, ever eager to ban any gun he can find, this threat to shooting sports becomes really real. I mean, really, really real. Now, Mr. Watson is no fan of the NRA, but it's hard to argue with them when he looks around the state at the never-ending push by the anti-gun Democrats who'd like nothing more than to outlaw every gun in the state. Sometimes when I'm looking at the NRA, I have thought before that, you know, nowadays what we refer to this stuff, we refer to this as clickbait on YouTube. This is called clickbait, where we're out there getting you to look at something when, in fact, well, that may not be the case. That might not be the case at all. But that's all beside the point. It isn't clickbait in a lot of cases. They sort of also, you know, the old Superman comic books. With Superman, and I know this is going to sound strange, with Superman, when he became completely, you know, nothing could hurt him, what was the, I mean, wouldn't everything quit? So the writers of Superman had to figure out ways to make it seem like Superman died. And every time you finished that comic book, he would still be very much alive. And you knew that you had just been duped to get your 75 cents. A lot of these gun advocacy organizations, some worse than others, okay, they want members and they want donations. And sometimes to get you donations, and it doesn't matter which political party is in control, it's always the most perilous time in history for gun rights, so send money now. But considering what we're seeing now, the truth is the fight never quits, folks. It's not that it's the most perilous time. It's that even during the good times, we really need to be going hard. So how do you dismiss the NRA warnings after the SAFE Act and the New York City handgun recertification fiasco? And now this little bit. And they'll use any rationale, no matter how ridiculous, to justify each new restriction. Now, Rosenthal has cited the fact that Nicholas Cruz, who killed 17 in Parkland, Florida, had participated in a school rifle program as justification for her ban. But that makes about as much sense as, you know, getting rid of a driver's, you know, driver's ed because a madman drove a van onto sidewalks in Toronto a few weeks ago, killing 10. Or what about chemistry? You know, Timothy McVeigh, he concocted a truck bomb that killed 168 people in Oklahoma City. I think Mr. Watson's eyes may have been open now, though. You know, gun culture, you know, I hear about this all the time. I'm more concerned today. The more concerning thing for me is the political culture that chases a cheap headline that will victimize a law-abiding shooter. And see, this is a low-hanging fruit. Banning guns from, you know, banning or getting rid of a program where young people actually have something to do. You know, when I was a kid, okay, during the summer, we used to go to a lake and swim all summer long in the lake and never get in trouble. I played Little League baseball, never got in trouble. I was dull. I was a dull kid. Got into the martial arts, never got caught. But giving these kids activities besides their schoolwork and besides what is now, you know, with the advent of the of smartphones and video games and all this other stuff, you got a lot of kids that I mean I see them all the time. I was at a mall today and I saw a bunch of young men and I saw a bunch of young ladies, and I'm trying to remember if I was that pale when I was that young. Because when I was young, you know, if somebody had a boat, let's go out on the boat. And if somebody, you know, if there was a place to ride a bike, let's go ride the bike. And I spent my life, especially during the summer, outdoors, doing something, being active. These kids in these programs are being active. It's challenging to their brain. It's challenging to their body. It challenges them to learn things like breath control and trigger control and all these other things that go along with this kind of stuff. And we're going to kill it because, and this is truly a frivolous reason, because Nicholas Cruz may have partaken in a rifle marksmanship course. The reason they do this is because this is so much easier than going after the root cause of all crime, which, by the way, if you haven't figured it out, is always going to be economic. There's a lot of ways, economics intrude upon these people's lives. Maybe they didn't have a good education. That may have been because of where they went to school. Why was where they went to school so bad? Well, because we have laws like the law that allowed Nicholas Cruz to exist at Parkland, where we're just trying to make the stats for the school look good. It becomes all about the optic. We don't want to have, and, you know, they get out there and listen, I got, you know, if there's a lot of reasons why any group of young people would get involved in crime. But when you got no fathers laying around in a lot of these inner cities where, and this is where most of this crime occurs. Well, when you got no family structure behind these young people, they got nowhere to go. They got nowhere to go. They just want to belong somewhere. In order for them to have a family structure, that would mean that Black America would have to be told, you're not a victim. You are a stunningly viable part of society. Come and join it, would you? And then prove it to them, and then let them believe it for a little while, instead of them thinking, well, every cop is out here to kill us, and white privilege this, white that, you know, white supremacy, racism. Get rid of that stuff and just let them exist. Because you know what? All of us have somebody out there that is going to be adverse towards us. And, you know, this is not one of these things where, you know, it's about what am I getting given. I'm out here taking. Everybody's got to be out there taking. So, there you have that. But it's so much easier to go after a after-school class or a school program than it is to admit, hey, you know, all this leftist policy, this is the cause of everything bad happening in the country. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it is always, always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.